Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful show we got for you today. Today, it's all about Blaming Trump Day because, you know, attacks on Jewish communities, you know, hate crimes are up 94%, so we got to blame Trump. There's massive flooding now in California, so we got to blame Trump. I'll get into the liberal logic on that when it comes to, like, what happened in Katrina. Also, I want to get into my thoughts on Hillary looking at running for New York mayor. 58% of the New York people in general in that state don't want her to run for the mayor of New York City, but hey. Also, WikiLeaks has produced evidence that the CIA is spying on the American people. Go figure. That's not a surprise if you listen to the conversation. Four states had schools that closed because women went to the women's rights marches. I'll get into that. Also, comments that Meghan McCain said, and a World War II veteran that got to spend his 99th birthday on a B-17 bomber. That's so cool. Thank you for listening to the program that I hope you're a part of. Isaiah 26, trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock. Kind of think about that as you're going through day to day, and that kind of special meaning to me because my dad has pneumonia. And I mean, nothing against the fact that he doesn't like doc. He doesn't go. I mean, he just takes stuff, and oh, I'm taking this over the counter stuff. I'm taking this. I'm taking Contact. I'm taking Sudafed. I'm taking. No, there comes a point when you say, go to the doctor, get something better. And by the time he does, he has pneumonia. And since he hasn't tried anything else, they write it down as, like, I forget what the heck, like exploratory, like they're observing it. And since the way they wrote it, the insurance won't pay any of the hospital bill. So they're trying to get a hold of his doctor, but the phones and computers and all that were down all day. So anywho, he's just, you know, he's basically on these medications, and if they don't work, he's definitely going to the hospital, but we're going to try to get him in there and get him better. So your thoughts and prayers are much appreciated. And you know, it's this wonderful health care, but this is what scares me, and I think Paul Ryan sees this. Because, okay, is Obamacare bad? Heck yes. It's horrible. This is what the Obama tax is. It is the government giving you a license, but you have no car to drive. The government not banning, oh, we're going to let you have all the guns you want, but they're going to ban ammunition. What's the point of having a gun if you can't have ammunition? What's the point of having a license if you can't drive, if you don't have a car? The license is useless. That's what most people's insurance are. Well, I have insurance at $650 a month. Then I got a two. I wish it was two. It's $20,000 deductible. So, I mean, I can barely afford the $650 a month for the insurance. But if I have to go to the doctor, I'm going to pay 100% of it. Okay, take 650 times. Let's do the math on this one. Let's do the math on this one. I want to actually do this. I want to see what this is. I got to do this. 650 times 12 equals $7,800 plus $20,000 deductible equals $27,800 you'd have to take out of your pocket to actually make the healthcare. Well, you'd have to have more than that because it would, you'd have to pay $27,800 before the insurance would cover anything. And the, and so a lot of those will cover like 10% or whatever. So like if you go to the hospital and it's an $8,000 bill, you're going to pay like $7,000 of it, maybe more. And until they, until you reach a deductible, they won't really pay but like 1% or 10% or something really bull crap small. So it's having a driver's license with no car. But my point with this is that's how 90% of Americans see it. But the way the world's going to see it is here. Look, a president finally passed so everyone can have health care, and the Republicans are just going to take it away. Because no matter what they pass, no matter how great it is, no matter how good it does, the Democrats are never going to get behind it. Why would you want to get behind it? You want to sit there and make your party look good. Look at these greedy, evil Republicans. They're going to get rid of Obamacare. You finally have health care. Well, not really. I mean, it's junk. I mean, most of the people that have it, you can't use it because it's so expensive. And the deductibles are through the roof. And the only way it was going to work is if they had a crap load of like young teens, you know, like 21-year-olds that got onto the plan that paid for it and didn't use it at all. That's the only way they were going to make money. And then you see all these wonderful pictures of, you know, plans starting at this much. Well, look at the age range. If it's like 21 to 31, they're showcasing the 21 age average premium a month. They're not showing the 31-year-old price. You know, you go to look at it at 29 and you're paying like, okay, well, where are these $300 plans? Oh, that's, yeah, that's like if you're like healthy and you're 21-year-old. If you're a 29, 30-year-old, you're going to be paying $800. Sorry. I mean, it's just, but I think Paul Ryan and some of them realize that we're going to be seen as, the media is going to make us out to be the bad guy because we're getting rid of Obamacare, no matter what they replace it with. They will, even if that replacement health care bill is 100% flawless, perfect, they will find some way to make it look bad. All they need is one thing in that whole bill that doesn't add up, and they will rake that over the coals, and they will push that into the media. We're going to have a 25-hour special on this GOP health care law. And they're just going to push that one thing that's bad about it. Even if 99% of it's great, that 1% that's bad, that's all they're going to push. Because the Democrats have to be seen as great and the Republicans as greedy, evil people that want to take away everything that the government gives you. You know? You're not owed anything. You want it, you earn it. Well, I mean, there are people that are owed stuff like healthcare. You know, the veterans are owed that. That's the minimum. That's the minimum they should have. I think we should give the veterans the healthcare that the congressmen and senators get. But the problem you have is like even if the Congress and Senate were supposed to be on Obamacare, they could afford to pay that. They could afford. That'd be a drop in the bucket to them. I just wish we could live in a state of the United States where a Democrat could call out something Trump does that's wrong, but call out things he does that's great. You know? And if there's a Democrat that's a president, you know, be able to sit there and have senators and congressmen and the media say, hey, what this Democrat's doing is wrong. At the same time, this is what he did that's great. We don't have that. We don't have Democrats that will say ever that will we don't have Democrats that will ever say anything positive about Trump, no matter what. And that's why people are fed up with this media. That's why so many of these outlet medias, you know, like The Blaze and InfoWars and all these others, you know, like my conversation. That's why they're, you know, because people want to hear unscripted, real life people calling it like they see it. You know, they want to have someone that's not a Republican or a Democrat, but they're an American, and they're going to call it like they see it. And they're tired of these big wigs that, okay, yeah, you can't be talking, yeah. Yeah, we're not going to have you on the air anymore because you stepped the boundaries, you know. We don't like people talking like that and overstepping their boundaries. Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to have an unbiased media that calls it like it is. I'm tired of like scandals that are over Trump's head that wouldn't even be talked about if it was Obama. I'm tired of things that they go off about Trump, but if it was Obama, they'd be praising him for it. But if since it's Obama, they're praising him. Oh, thank God we have a president that did this. If Trump's in the White House, how dare he do this? I mean, like Bill Clinton, I didn't inhale, you know, whatever. Like, you really believe that Bill Clinton didn't inhale? He probably held that crap in as long as he could. You know, Obama went all over the news talking about all the stuff he did and all the drugs and how messed up he was. And that was okay. That was, oh, the good old college days, you know. There's a time and place for drugs. It's called college, kids. I learned that one from Chef on South Park. Bush couldn't say anything. He couldn't admit to doing it. He couldn't admit to drinking underage because how dare he? Bush drank underage, and how can he run for president? He should have been put in jail. I'm tired of the double standard. And we all are. That's the problem. This, no matter what the GOP does, they could basically say, okay, guess what? This healthcare is going to be free. All you have to do is walk into a hospital and it's paid for. Period. And the first thing the Democrats would be saying, well, how is this paid for? How is she going to pay for it? Where's this money coming from? They wouldn't, but if it was Obama, look, he's giving healthcare to everyone for free. They're not going to have to do anything but just go to a hospital and they'll take care of it. All the prescriptions are free. Everything's free. But if Trump passed a law like that, well, where's this coming from? What do you think that nothing's free? They would have a different tone for the same policy. And that's what's wrong with this nation. I mean, the CIA is on the hunt for a mole. There is someone in the CIA that's leaking information. And the FBI, it's proof that basically the CIA is spying on us. I mean, if you don't believe that the CIA is spying on you, yeah, okay. For anyone that doesn't believe the CIA is spying on you, let me just go back a little bit, okay? The Earth is round, okay? I don't know if you know this, but the Earth is round, and we revolve around the sun. I mean, seriously, what did I talk about? Wasn't it about a year ago, I think it was, where they showed pictures of Mark Zuckerberg? They had, like, video of his, and when you pause the video, his like camera on his computer and his phone were taped over. Why would he tape over his camera unless he knows that they can access your camera and view you? There's no need to tape over the camera. but they can hear you anyways, from what I've been told. So even if they ain't got video, they got audio. But it's the whole, I mean, it doesn't, I just get frustrated with this because it doesn't change. Okay, the see, I mean, they act like, and then they're trying to bring, well, you know, all this crap with Russia and well, was Russia in cahoots with Trump and all this stuff in the election? And was his aides talking to people? I'd say, I hope he was. I hope they were. Maybe, hey, if I'm president, this is what's going to happen. You're gonna get in line with us, and we're going to be allies, and we're going to work together. Or no dean, no dice. You know, but here you go. What did Obama say on accidentally not realizing the mic was hot? Well, as soon as I get elected again, you know, I'm going to have more freedom. I'm going to be able to do it, you know. Cha-ching. And that's perfect. They didn't even, Fox News aired that. Other than Fox News, was that on CNN? No, it wasn't. Was that on, no, it wasn't on those other networks. Because it's not news. It's okay for Obama to be kicking it with Russia, but Trump can't. Where's the logic in that? Wouldn't you want to be, I mean, even North Korea, we talk to through South Korea, but it usually doesn't go anywhere. We talk to Cuba. So what if he's talking to Russia? Unless you can prove 100% without a doubt, equivocal video evidence that that is actually Donald Trump, and he's in cahoots with Russia to kill Americans, all of us, then okay. But that's not happening, folks. And you're not going to prove that, so. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, Hillary made, yeah, exactly. You know, nothing the Russians did made me vote for them. Nothing. I didn't vote. I voted for Trump because, hey, finally someone's calling me an American. Finally someone is realizing that we make this country great. Hey, guess what, folks? I'm gonna ask liberals out there if any of them are listening. This one question. Okay, I'm gonna go to. We'll go to Lowe's and we'll get a whole bunch of lumber. And I'm the president. And I'm gonna say, okay, we're gonna build a barn. And we're gonna start raising horses. Okay, I'm gonna go to Lowe's and get a whole bunch of wood, and I'm gonna drop it off at the site. Well, good luck. There's the wood. You know, why I liked Trump. He's like, I'll bring the wood here, but we got to have people that want to build the barn and want to put the roof on it and want to do the work. Okay, well, I know a guy that's got some horses, and I'll help him breed some so we can get started and we can take care of it. And I'm going to go and learn how to feed a horse and how to brush it and how to take care of it and how to make the shoes. Trump didn't candy coat anything. He's, I'll bring jobs here, but you're gonna have to work. You're gonna have to earn it. You're gonna make America great. I can bring jobs here left and right, but if you ain't gonna get off your butt and work, that's the problem. You have too many people. I've got 5 kids. I get $1,700 a month since I'm on unemployment. With my kids, they can't take it away. So what you gonna do when they all turn 21 and you actually have to work and they take you off that welfare? That's the problem. There's too many people that are dependent on this because it's free money.
Now, this is what Democrats are. The full frontal Samantha Bee comedian, well, I don't find her a comedian, was at the, trying to figure out, at the CPAC convention. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
She's making funny. You read her apology.
Yeah, it's bull.
It is bull crap. She didn't apologize for what she said. She apologized for getting him upset.
Yeah.
That's what they call comedians. That's what they call tolerance. That's what they call... Wow. Wow.
Because he had like a Nazi-looking haircut, and she said he had like a... He looks like a Nazi.
Nazi hair. Nazi hair.
Yep. And basically, she's like, I apologize for making him feel bad.
Her apology said, we deeply apologizing for offending in our CPAC segment. We only learned of his condition today and have removed him from this piece.
At least that's they it. Did that much.
That's the extent, though.
Yeah.
Not sorry you had the condition.
Yep.
Not sorry for what they said.
Oh, I know. Well, oh, my God. Well, I'm surprised they even did that much. But still, I mean, they didn't do it. I mean, sorry, but that's the liberals. They don't care. It's, you know, oh. That's, but to me, see, I want to watch late night and laugh. I don't want to watch late night and hear politics. If I want to hear politics, I'll turn on Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly. If I want to hear, or Brett Baer. If I want to hear politics, at the end of the night, if I want to watch something, I want to laugh. That's why me and my wife watch Family Guy and Bob's Burgers, because we want to laugh. We want to have something to feel good to go to bed to. Not let's bash conservatives all night. That's why I hate it, because that's why I'm so addicted now to these cartoons at night, like the adult cartoons, like Family Guy and Bob's Burgers and, you know, the Cleveland Show, because we can go to bed laughing and have something funny. And American Dad and all that, you know, because it takes the place of these late night talk shows that are basically all progressive. See, but I kind of lost interest in those when they had that writer strike and they had to replay old episodes. Cause I thought like Johnny Carson and David Letterman and Jay Leno wrote all their stuff. I thought that's why they got paid the big bucks. That's what shocked me too. When I found out that like a lot of these songs from this artist were written by someone else. I'm like, okay. I remember hearing this. It was one of those like American Idol things. Yeah, you're really great, but we're looking for someone that can write a lot of their own songs. And I'm like, wait a minute here. This guy right here, and they brought, I forget who he was, he's written hits for Lionel Richie and Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson, and all, like, he went down the list of like all these people. And I'm like, okay. And then when you find out like that was not written, it just loses its luster. I mean, and I'm sure it's not hard at all to find a great singer. But to find someone that can write and sing. And when I found that, oh, so like a lot of the stuff, David Letterman, he doesn't write it himself. He doesn't write most of that. Jay Leno, that when they had the writer's strike, they basically were rerunning episodes. Wow. I mean, Dave was good for a while until like right near like the last 5 years. It just went. Yeah. But that's kind of how it is, you know? That's this world we live in. I mean, this is one thing that I read this article, and it's, you know, they were one step away from impeaching the IRS commissioner, you know, the head of the IRS. And now a bunch of Republicans want to know why he's not being fired. I mean, it's just sad when you have like, oh, they can target all these conservative groups and no one's outraged except for us, and the liberals are like, who cares, really? They can't get anything better to talk about. But let me tell you, if the IRS was going after progressives, That crap would be all over the news. How dare they do this? They need to be fired. It's just ridiculous. I want to know why something's not being done. Period. I guess it's kind of like in football. Why did he get called for handball when he didn't, when they did the same thing? If you're going to call it handball, call it both ways. If you're going to call it offsides, call it both ways. He was clearly offsides here, but he wasn't really offsides here, but you called it offsides. If it's not offsides, don't call it. If it is, it is. Why aren't they going after the head of the IRS? Give me a second to think about that one, folks. This is probably one of the most interesting stories I'm going to get to today. This is incredible. Wow. Chelsea Clinton's son, Charlotte. Now, how does this make the news? She put a tweet on because I guess Charlotte has iron issues. So she made spinach pancakes for her son, Charlotte. And it has made headlines everywhere. It's big news. And that's all I'm going to say about it. How does that make news? Who cares?
Everybody, I guess, got mad at her because it was pancake day. And they got mad because she put spinach in it. From what I understand, it's stupid.
Yeah, but I guess I don't.
She put spinach in it. Who cares what she eats?
Yeah, who cares?
Her daughter.
Yeah, who cares? But it's to me, it's not new. There's more newsworthy stuff than that.
Exactly.
See, that's the only thing I do like about France is something like that would not make it on the national news. But then.
You moved to France, apparently, because stupid crap like that apparently is news here.
Oh, I know. That's what I don't understand. Who cares what she eats? But guess what, folks? Israel is planning a proposed travel ban that looks very similar to, maybe an Obama travel ban? And it's already passed. And gone through some of the Israeli parliament. We're hateful racial bigots because we want to make sure that everyone comes in here is safe and legal and not going to kill us in Israel. Oh, yeah, we need to do this. We need to keep our people safe. Why don't people want Americans to be safe? I don't know why people get this. They're thumb up their butt thinking like it's not a ban. It's not a travel ban. It's just a couple months to figure out how can we make sure that people come in here are legal. How can we sure that all the freebies they're going to get are going to needing people? Yeah, just look on their hat and if their hat says veteran, they should be getting assistance. They should be getting help. They should be getting health care. See, we gotta help all these border jumpers and all these refugees. Oh, but I guess we don't have to help these vets that fought and died for our country that are injured, that are hurt. And when I mean they fought and died, there are veterans that have come back here that are basically dead because they have no place to live. They have PTSD. They're not getting any treatment. They're not getting any. That's why I don't have a problem saying, "Hey, I got your meal." It's on me, no problem. It's nice. Sometimes they just want someone to know that they're alive. And, wow, I thought I was invisible. I thought I was dead. You're the first person in 2 weeks that's acknowledged me. Well, here's $20, man. Go get yourself something to eat. How dare you want to ban these people? We're not banning anyone. if they check out and everything works, they can be let in. Because some of them have. When they've been, but you know, whatever. They just don't care. It's nice to see another country stepping up and doing it. See, but they don't have whiny people complaining. See, when you live in Israel and parts of those countries, you're going to school with people fighting and shooting in the streets. You see that kind of stuff going on all the time. You see vans with explosives that get run into a farmer's market and get set off and people die. You see what we're trying to tell you people. They live it, so they understand, okay, yeah, there are bad people coming over here. We need to make sure that these people are not coming over here. Because all it takes is one, and bang. You're dead. Well, you can't ban those people because there's so many people that need to be here, need to get out of Syria. Okay. When we can be assured that they're friendly people and they're not going to bomb us, great. What he should do is, Trump should have a thing where it goes, okay, and the executive order should end the travel ban, but it should mandate that liberals and registered Democrats and progressives have to house those people. And you see how quick their tone changes. Yep. And if it's a family, you got to house them all. And the subsidies come out of your paycheck. Actually, they come out of your heart because you're doing this for the right reasons. You know, because you want them out of that dangerous, country, Syria. You know, they have it bad. You want them here so that they're safe. Well, we're helping you. You're helping them get out of that bad area. Well, a new study's come out that says that there's a 40% drop in border jumpers coming from Mexico. Gee, that's great. Because they know when they get here, they're going to have a hard time doing anything. They're going to have a hard time getting freebies. I think Mexico might have known something about that number. That's why they did that $50 million to these little help centers throughout the United States. I don't mind if you come here. If you're going to support America and live by our rules and work and bust your ass and do it the right way. Well, everyone in America is an illegal immigrant. Nope, not really, because, see, I was born in 1975. I was not around when our forefathers took this land from the Native Americans. I was not around to be a slave owner. You were never a slave. No one living in this age was ever a slave. No one was alive when slaves were around. No one alive was around when the white people took this land from the Native Americans. And if you say I'm an illegal immigrant, then why is it, then I guess I'm not an American, and I guess this land is not America. Well, I support the Native Americans. We need to stop. I have friends that are Native American that support the pipeline. So what? I mean, most of the stuff for the pipeline is pretty much already paid for. Supposedly, because Trump's adamated that we're only going to use American supplies for this, but from what I'm understanding, a lot of that stuff for that pipeline has already been paid for, and it's already here. They just, Obama shut it down, you know, with Democrats and all this stuff to make sure it doesn't happen, and some Republicans too. So it's one of those fun things, you know. but I guess I don't get that I'm an illegal. Because I like when people bring up things that they have that none of us could ever have control over. I wonder if they do that in Germany. Yeah, the problem we have in Germany is because your ancestry, man, they were Nazis, man. And that's just like, no. Yeah, that's why this country's falling apart, you know. You know, I'm owed something because, you know, I was a slave to your family who is Nazis. No, they said, pucker up, buttercup. I don't care if you're in East Berlin or West Berlin, whatever. We're all Germans now. We're going to come together and make the country great. We're not going to... The past is past. Yes, there were some people that were Nazis that went after people that did not support Hitler and his regime and the Third Reich. But they don't sit there and dwell on it. Not like this country where I'm owed something because, you know, 25 generations back, my cousin, he was in Africa and he came here as a slave. Yeah, I used to think I was owed something until I realized that Jesus died on the cross for me. And, you know, so, hey. It's just one of those things, you know, that it's, I don't get where people think that they're owed. And, you know, these women act like in this women's march, they're like, they have no rights or no freedoms. Okay, a woman can work. A woman can vote. A woman can do all kinds of things. I don't know where women think that they don't have any rights or any freedoms in this country. And then they want to stand in solidarity. I'm Muslim too. Okay, well, were you married when you're 13? Why not? That's a Muslim woman. The crap in my cat's kitty litter box, that is actually about as valuable as you are. You're thought of about as much as that. Women don't have rights in Muslim countries. They're like second-class citizens. They get killed. They get burned alive. You can get beaten. Oh, but, you know, I'm a Muslim too. And I guarantee you 90% of the stuff you do contradicts everything. Because obviously you don't listen to music because Muslims don't. It's forbidden. You better not drink because Muslims don't drink. You better not eat pork because they don't eat pork. But you're a Muslim too, so you know. Yeah. It's just one of those things. It's like they don't support gays or lesbians, but oh, we're gay and lesbian, we support Muslims. We want you people here. Do you know what you're saying? It's like black saying, come here, KKK. We want you in our community. This is a new welcome center for, you know, really? Like you think like blacks are going to welcome the KKK? I don't think so. But all these liberals are, we want to have all these Muslims here. It's Women's Day. Let's stand up for women around the world, and especially for a huge majority of them. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, if they're actually saying, I'm a Muslim too, and I'm against the way they're treated, but that's not what's happening. It's basically a George Soros-funded anti-Trump walk. As Meghan McCain said, I don't know how I'm showing value by not showing up. I'm not coming into work today because I'm protesting women's rights, so I'm showing how good of a person I am by not working. You know, my work would tell me, okay, well, we'll find someone else. Thanks. Yeah, you can just take your stuff out of your locker when you know, just turn in your uniform. Okay. If you want to work, you got a job. If you want to, whatever. But that's, and school's actually closed. That's what really boggles my mind. I'd be like, I would have sat there and said, okay, you go on this woman's march, but they probably got unions backing them up so they couldn't fire them. I'd have been like, bull crap. Well, I'd pull my kid out. Like, if she's going to be involved in that crap, like they can't get substitute teachers in there. My mom would have been calling the superintendent going AWOL. Why don't they have school? I'm not paying good money so that my kid can just stay home because your teacher has to show how good of a worker she is by not showing up to work. I mean, that's just, okay. That makes a lot of sense. I'm going to show you how good of a worker I am by not working. Well, I mean, that to a liberal, that makes perfect sense. You know, that makes perfect sense. We don't try to make sense here, folks. We just tell you, I just call it like I see it. And I think I need new glasses because it doesn't make sense. And I can't really see it because I don't get it. Like I say in the program, many times I'm a problem solver and I don't understand, you know. I guess I look at a lot of these things that are going on right now as like a boat. And you're trying to tell me that there's 10 gallons of water coming in every hour, but you're taking a bucket and you're dumping out 1 gallon of water. And you're going to keep the ship from sinking. Well, every hour you're still getting 9 gallons of water in there. Even if you're getting 1 gallon of water. As I said that before, like on a program like 2 years ago, and then that's the Democrat solution, 1 gallon of water. Well, the Republicans come out and say, oh, we're going to take 2 gallons of water out. Well, you're still having 8 gallons of water come into the boat. You're still going to have the boat sink. It doesn't make sense. But people, that's why Trump got elected. People are finally like, we're tired of the games. We have someone that wants to actually do something. We realize that he's got more money than anyone knows what to do with, and he doesn't have to do this. He doesn't have to get on a plane and go campaign everywhere. He doesn't have to set all this up. He doesn't have to do anything. And he tugged at our heartstrings and said, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to give up my life for the betterment of America. And the 50% of the nation that's liberal can't grasp that concept that someone actually wants to do something. We've come so far at trashing this country. What's he doing? He's going to... I would hate to be on like MSNBC, one of those networks. Okay, he's not doing anything wrong. What can we do? Crap. I mean, it's gotten so bad that there's a picture of him where his tie flies up in the wind and there's scotch tape holding it at the end. And they're like, because they really can't come up with anything. Every time they try to come up with this stuff about Russia, there's nothing. They don't find anything. They're running out of options. It's getting so bad they're having to go off about Hillary Clinton and her spinach pancakes. When will we see a time where they wake up and say, hey, he's doing some good. I don't agree with everything he's doing, but this is what he's doing good. And not feel like, well, if I speak great about Trump, I'm gonna lose my job. Well, if you're gonna lose your job for saying something great about Trump, then you're not a news organization. If you're being told what to say, that's not what it looks like. It's not a gun to my head. No, I'm not being told what to say. No, it's not a knife in my back. No, I'm not being told what to say. No, I have freedom of press. That's what's going on when you have the Obama administration basically paying CNN. And guess what? Oh, we're losing freedom of press because we're not allowed into the White House. No one's allowed into the White House. He lets in whoever he wants to. Everyone's got their panties in the wild because CNN's been banned from the White House, but Obama decided who he would let follow him, who he would let interview him, what questions they would ask him. Only certain people would take photos, and even then, he had to approve of any photo. Anything? Nope. That's okay. But we banned CNN, and how dare we? How dare we? The White House is a guarantee if you're media. No, it's not. If you want to be a little whiny bitch, you're probably not going to be in the CNN or MSNBC or ABC, even Fox News. If they were spreading lies and they could be banned. If you want to be a professional, then maybe you'll get let into the White House and you'll be able to ask questions. Linwood Michael Caine and four others, I kind of talked about this the other day, but they were in Minnesota and they're actually facing, second degree riot charges for March 4th at the Capitol and an anti-Trump rally. I just love it how the only destruction we're having in this country is coming from the people that don't want the destruction, and that's why they voted for Hillary, because if Hillary became president, none of this stuff would happen, but it is happening because they're pissed that she didn't get in. We gotta make sure Hillary gets in, because this country's gonna fall apart, and there's gonna be rioting and violence and looting and all this stuff, and we're gonna do it because Trump got in, not Hillary. Don't worry, I bet you she'll still run for New York mayor. It'd be fun to watch that and see her screw that up. And right now, the polls are at 58%. They may get worse. And that's not just New York City. That was, from what I was told when I read it, was a whole New York-wide survey that said that 58%. It wasn't like, I mean, it was like all over, that like it would be bad for New York in general. That who they've had has made New York great. That's why I could never live there, because it would be hard to live in a place where they regulate what you can eat, and no trans fats, and no soda, and this and that. And I mean, if I want to get lard that's hydrogenated, you should be able to. You should know, okay, this is bad for you. This is good for you. You have the choice to make. But obviously, Americans can't make choices. The government has to. That's why Philadelphia has to have like a soft drink tax. Oh, I know. Pretty soon we're going to be like the Spaceballs. Fresh air. A new can of fresh air. Because you're not going to have any air. Yeah, your house is hermetically sealed, and you're going to have like a button that when you... Honey, our air bill went up $20. Do you add more oxygen to the house? No, dear. Of course, someone's going to think I'm off the wall, but I mean, I never thought I'd see like a soft drink tax where it's like ridiculously high to try to get people to curb people off of soft drinks. Well, soft drinks are safe. If you have a Coke every once in a while, it's not bad. It's the people that have 25 Cokes. It's the people that get the big gulp, the 180-gallon container at the gas station and fill the thing up and drink seven of them. Like Julia Child said, what's wrong with fat? Fat's good. Everything is great in moderation. Nope, Americans can't have moderation. The government has to control that, you know, because... Well, you can't smoke pot because it's addictive. Well, just go to New York where they ban soda, where you can only get like a certain size. Why? Because people abuse soda.
That's their right to pick people.
That's my whole point. If they wanna have hydrogenated lard, go for it. Now I know because I used to smoke. I'm not sitting there going, oh man, I can't wait to light up one of these things and get my vitamin C. And I wonder if these things got probiotics. I mean, now I know what's in them. Now I know that there's benzopyrene and all this crap, but I wasn't sitting there lighting up thinking these things are safe. I'm inhaling smoke. How safe can that be? I'm sitting there like, crap, I got to go. I won't be able to do anything till lunch. I got to rip the filter off. That way I can get more in me. But hey. World War II veteran, Sergeant Eugene Leonard, flew in a B-17 bomber for his 99th birthday. He says it was only like yesterday when he got to do that. So that's kind of really, really cool. That's just really cool. This is one thing I talked about last week and the week and this week, and something that's come up that's kind of hinting on that. Dirt track racing is growing by leaps and bounds, and NASCAR is slowly getting shrinking. And I think it has to do a lot with every time they turn around, they change it. Now we got segments. Some people love the segments, some people don't. It seems like every time they turn around, they make drastic changes to NASCAR instead of keeping it simple. Because, like I was talking to my wife, who's my producer, like before the show, and like, okay, well, what's more important? Okay, if you lead I led 199 of a 200 lap race? Well, I won the race. Well, whoop-de-doo, you won the race. You only led one lap. I led 199. I led the most important one. What should have more value? The 199 laps led or the one lap that wins the race? And I think it's always going to be a debate. And I think they're always going to have someone complain, well, I did more than he did, but he won the championship. And then they're going to, oh, we got to fix that. And you need to figure out what gets the points, what gets you points and what doesn't, and try to win from that perspective. If you could actually win the championship without winning a race, then okay, then you know it can be done, and you need to figure out a strategy to get the most points, whether that's by winning races or whatever. If you can get more points by leading 199 laps of a 200-lap race than you would winning the race, leading one lap, then you need to say, okay, well, yeah, it's great if we win the race, but we need to try to lead as most laps as possible because you'll get more points that way. Manchester United played today in Russia, and What a game. I'm telling you, it was interesting because Jose Mourinho, of course, in his infinite wisdom, he goes off on the pitch. Okay, this is Russia. The pitch is not the greatest. The pitch was basically, they're getting ready to revamp that whole stadium, do all the pitch over and stuff and get it ready for the team so that they have that for next year and for the World Cup coming up and all this stuff. So they're not going to do much. And Jose Mourinho goes off about the pitch, and this way isn't the pitch and all this stuff. And he should have said, you know, because Jose Mourinho always has. I mean, if that's one thing I could say I kind of liked about him, is just he didn't have a problem saying what he felt. He didn't care if you liked it or not. I'm going to say what I feel. And sometimes that was kind of a thing I liked about him, but then sometimes it pissed you off because you're like, I don't want to talk about the game sucked, and he wouldn't interview or whatever. And it was kind of like the only thing that you might like about him, but you also hated it. But other than that, I really didn't care for him. But he's my manager now, so I'm accepting him. But I would have been like, you know what? They kind of have an advantage. FC Rostov has an advantage because they're used to playing on this pitch. You know, we've been going to Jaime Mkhitaryan and asking him all kinds of questions about the pitch and, you know, how to play. Because, like, when you hit the ball, the ground is so rough and bumpy and uneven that if you kick a ball, it's not necessarily going to go straight. And if the goalkeeper kicks the ball and it lands in the ground, it might not bounce kind of up. It may bounce off to the right, to the left. It may bounce to the back, depending on if it hits a little bump here in the dirt. And it wasn't going to be a technical game by any standpoint. And we drew 1-1, but it's just one of those interesting games that had about 60 seconds left in the program. Thank you so much. Just over 60 seconds. And thank you so much for tuning in. And if you get a chance, it was on FS2, 618 on DirecTV, and I got it recorded. So I, at some point, I'll show Melissa the replay just to show her the pitch and stuff. And I wish you would have said that they're going to have an advantage because they play on a pitch like that. They know how the ball, they're able to. I can see that they were able to, they adjusted some of the way they played because they know the ball doesn't necessarily do what it does. So they try to catch it on their chest and bounce it off their chest so that it can land on their foot, where normally you would let it land on the ground, and then when it comes up, you'd use your foot to kick it or whatever, and they were using their body to do things that. So it was one of those things that was just kind of an interesting game, and it was, like, really late. And it's really hard because you got to understand, they're from England, and they're flying for, like, a day and a half or whatever, and then when they're there, okay, well, it should be about, like, 1 o'clock, but it's 10 o'clock there, and it should be 1 o'clock where I'm from, and the time change and all that, so interesting game. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, and with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night, have a great weekend, and God bless. Goodbye.